WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. One-time Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, who later became a Trump political adversary, is now under 18 federal indictments. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports they're for allegedly mishandling classified material.
The charging documents allege the former National Security Advisor shared more than 1,000 pages of highly sensitive information about his day-to-day activities in the White House, including classified national defense information, some of it top secret, and some of which he emailed in diary-like entries to relatives between April 2018 and September 2019.
Bolton described himself in a written statement as, quote, the latest target in weaponizing the Justice Department. President Trump says he will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin face-to-face in Hungary soon for talks on ending the war in Ukraine following what he called a productive phone call with Putin.
Marco Rubio is going to be meeting with his counterpart, as you know, Lavrov, and they'll be meeting pretty soon. They're going to set up a time and a place very shortly. Maybe it's already set up. They've already spoken.
Trump meets later today with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House. KISS founding member Ace Frehley has died.
I'm back in the New York room. I'm back in the New York room.
Frehley was original KISS lead guitarist, getting attention for elaborate makeup and a smoke-filled guitar. Frehley's agent says he died peacefully, surrounded by family in New Jersey following a recent fall. Frehley was 74. A federal judge in Chicago says she is profoundly concerned ICE agents are violating her orders restricting tear gas use on protesters. WBBM Chicago's Haley Hansen reports she's updated her order.
U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis modified her temporary restraining order issued last week to require any body-worn cameras agents are wearing to be turned on during law enforcement activities in Chicago. She also ordered ICE's field director to appear in court to answer questions on how the agencies are adapting to her orders.
A shortage of aluminum caused Ford Motor Company to temporarily pause some production at its largest plant. Jeff Gilbert is in Detroit.
Ford's most profitable products, its pickups, use a lot of aluminum. Ford has halted some SUV and EV production to keep making the trucks. Sam Fiorani of Auto Forecast Solutions says Ford is scrambling for new sources of aluminum.
They're going to find an alternative, and if they have to pay tariffs to import them, then so be it, because they need to keep this production going.
The aluminum shortage could cost Ford $1 billion. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game four is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. It's 55 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, they are once again doing work on I-94 in Milwaukee. Dan Schaefer will be here to help us recombobulate on that. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't give up hope. Yes, there is still justice in this world. We are a democracy of laws. We're going to get into what that means in just a moment, but I want to bring you some breaking news. The military commander, this is according to reporting by the New York Times just within the last hour, the military commander overseeing the Pentagon's escalating attacks against boats in the Caribbean Sea that the Trump administration says are smuggling drugs is stepping down, according to three officials just today. The officer, Admiral Alvin Holsey, is leaving his job as head of the U.S. Southern Command, which oversees all operations in Central and South America, even as the Pentagon has rapidly built up some 10,000 troops in the region, oh my goodness, and is considering what is a major counter-drug and counter-terrorism mission. You know, President Peace. Just gonna some CIA covert activities. This is President Peace. What?
Oh, don't get me started.
Nothing to see here. Also, just want to share this with everyone as well. In a major setback for Donald Trump and his National Guard deployments here in the U.S., the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois, has declined to disturb the temporary restraining order that had been issued preventing the deployment of National Guard late last week. That decision was published over the weekend. This is the hearing last week where the judge basically said that she doesn't really believe or trust the factual representations of DHS. Extraordinary. The Seventh Circuit three-judge panel that made this decision today includes a Trump-appointed judge, as well as a George H.W. Bush-appointed judge. Huh. Interesting, isn't it? The Seventh Circuit concluded in reaching their decision that they see no rebellion permitting use by the National Guard of the National Guard by the president. No kidding, for crying out loud. And all of this brings us very appropriately to my next guest. I am super stoked to be talking to Liam Kent. He's with the He is with the Blue Anchor Project, which is one of the national partners for the No King's Day. I'm going to call them celebrations. The No yes. King's Day movement, the peaceful rallies that are going to be happening across the country this Saturday. Welcome to the show, Liam. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, trust me, I even mess up the name on occasion. I literally have to go by the acronym BAP to be able to say it right. But
good acronym salad is always good fun. I never want to object to it. I want to jump right in. We've got some sound that I wanted to play for you because You know that you're striking a chord with the MAGA movement and freaking them out when they start to just lie every which way to Sunday about what's going on. I was at the No Kings first protest. Why? I had a conflict that day, but I volunteered to take my 82 and 83-year-old parents and their late 70s buddies all down there in one big clown car of rally-goers that were, you know, either octogenarians or near octogenarians. It was a bunch of people with signs singing songs and listening to speakers. There wasn't anything even remotely violent about it. But this is what Republicans are saying. Jacob, let's take cut 43.
This Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th, the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the Mall. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes.
And then October 18th is when the protest gets here. This will be a Soros paid for protest where his professional protesters show up, the agitators show up. We'll have to get the National Guard out.
Hope to continue this shutdown for what? For a Hate America rally that's taking place in the Mall on Saturday, Maria?
Just to appease the most radical elements of his base. So that on the 18th, when they have the Hate America rally that everybody knows is coming.
If, in fact, they are waiting for this No Kings protest, you know, No Kings means no paychecks. No paychecks and no government.
And that's one of the things about Antifa. You've heard President Trump say multiple times they are organized, they are a criminal organization, and they're very organized. You're seeing people out there with thousands of signs that all match pre-bought, pre-put together.
The No Kings protest, Maria, really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa paid protesters. It begs the question, who's funding it? But yeah, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest.
Okay, I'm not quite done yet. I promise, Liam.
I was just going to say, where's the Soros money? I'll take a paycheck.
Let's just deal with that. And here's Ted Cruz saying again about the Soros funding, because again, right wingers like
goody,
to trade.
Oh, goody! I can't wait to hear this.
Yes, they like to trade in conspiracies that Jewish folks, you know, are ruling the world. Here's Ted Cruz trading in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on national news. Cut 47.
The Democrats today are a party of radical interest groups. Now, I will say one of the most important things President Trump has done recently is he has pledged that he's going to go after Antifa. And what I've been urging is follow the money, cut off the money. And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies, which may well be riots all across the country. And Soros is writing the check.
What a jerk. And so I very rarely use this word on the air. What an ass.
Yes. This is coming from the man that runs away from his constituents and goes to Cancun and leave his dog in the house because he can't handle helping people. This comes from the man who gets how much money from the Koch brothers ecosystem, if you want to go that whole route.
Yes.
I mean, the fact George Soros, like, yeah, he funds quite a bit of Democratic groups, but like, it's, we actually, like, you know, do change. He doesn't fund mine. This is all volunteer for me. I mean, everything that we do, I crack up at how they're like, the Hate America thing says the people who hate America. You know, it's like, at least be consistent. Well, you're saying that you're the silent majority, yet now you're the ignorant minority. You say that you say... Oh, that's like, I'm better than you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. But then at the same time, you are not your pathetic little imbeciles who don't understand the concept of reality. So you have to make up alternative facts to fit your own concept of reality. I mean, these people are in their own delusional land, while all of us who are organizing No Kings are actually listening to the people. That is why millions of Americans came out last time. I was in Boston. We had the largest turnout of over 1 million people. I'm heading back to Boston again, and I'm expecting there to be double the turnout. We are seeing twice as much engagement. We saw twice as much engagement last week. We're seeing even more now. We're gaining 100,000, 200,000 plus RSVPs a day. Then you just multiply that by like four or five times.
Yes.
Because not everybody RSVPs. Yep. But they bring their friends. So we're going to see millions upon millions of people collectively across this country, from small town communities all the way up to the big cities, and even across the world. I mean, we have them in Canada, we have them in France, we have them in the UK, we have them in Europe, we have them almost on all continents. And if we have them on all continents, I would love that. You know, it's last time Australia called me up right after No Kings wanting to ask it. So it's like the entire world is behind the American citizens, and nobody likes Trump except Trump. I mean, like, yeah, I can
an FCC regulated airwaves. Hopefully,
so
we caught
sorry.
That. So hopefully we caught that. But let me just say this: the reason that the rhetoric coming from the right is worthy of note, and the reason that I played it, and I've got a little bit more sound that I want to get to. Mm-hmm. I just want to listen to what Caroline Leavitt said yesterday. And again, this from the MAGAs that, you know, just about a month ago were claiming that incendiary rhetoric and, you know, lambasting Democrats for calling what is a duck, meaning Donald Trump has autocratic fascist tendencies. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Caroline Leavitt said yesterday on national news.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party, who is standing up for law-abiding Americans, not just across the country, but around the world.
No, you're not. And this is the reason that I wanted to play this sound. First of all, who sounds like they've gotten the talking points memo, right, from their billionaire overlords? Mm-hmm. These are all of the same people saying all of the same lies over and over and over again. I have never met a member of Antifa. I have never seen a member of Antifa at any protest or rally that I have been to in my entire life. I couldn't find one if I wanted to. I don't know anyone.
What do they even look like?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And literally, the very name of the organization tells you that they're not an organization, right? Like, they're anti-fascist. They're, by definition, like, not an organized group. But the reason that I bring this up is that what they're trying to do is lie to discredit ahead of time. They know exactly what you know, Liam, that people across the world and across this country, in numbers far exceeding No Kings One, are ticked off, are concerned, and are mobilizing. They're worried that level of mobilization will make them look illegitimate. It will make them look small. It will make them look anti-democratic. It will make them look anti-American. So what do they do, like every other conservative in recent memory, most, and I'm talking about MAGAs? They project what they know is going on in their deep, dark, tortured soul, and it comes out in these confessions. This is dangerous stuff. And listen, when Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, when Senator Cruz, Bob Emmer, Steve Scalise, Scott Bessent, by the way, this has nothing to do with the shutdown, though the timing is interesting given the fact that Democrats are trying to fight for affordable health care and Republicans won't even negotiate in good faith. But when they say things like terrorist ring, it's all Democrats are pro-Hamas, Antifa, Marxist, or terrorists. Okay, these are dog whistles that create a permission structure among the MAGA faithful. And a couple of those folks that we heard speaking, I think it was Steve Scalise, said it's the permission structure to sic the military on Americans exercising their First Amendment rights. It is the permission structure for the tin pot wannabe dictator to deploy military powers against his own people.
It's because they're cowards. You know, they have to use military force to project their power because they have none. True power and true leadership is representing what people actually, the American citizens, want. And so you have these insignificant little people try to continuously tell people what to do. I mean, come to No Kings Day on this Saturday. Go on to nokings.org to find your local event and show them that
you're going
to
come back with me, Liam.
Matter.
We're going to continue to drop that website.
Okay.
I like little insignificant people. I want to see us in the millions showing up to say no to our wannabe tin pot dictator. We're going to continue this discussion with Liam Kent on the other side as we get ready for No Kings here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 PM.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. For the rest of this half hour, I am joined by Liam Kent of the Blue Anchor Project, one of the national partners for No Kings. Neither he nor anybody that works for his organization is getting paid by George Soros. Not sure where that nonsense is coming from. Not like, I don't know, the GOP or MAGAs take huge donations from billionaires or had one running the entire executive branch for a few months. I don't know. What are they talking about? Liam, I wanted to get into the fact that, for example, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have rallies that are happening in Manitowoc, Green Bay, Marionette, Merrill, Antigo. I'm just looking at the map on the nokings.org website. They are all over La Crosse, Baraboo, Sheboygan. There's just, it's across the state. And what I want people to know, this is absolutely about people who are patriotic. This is absolutely about people who love America. And it is not about specifically Democrats. It's not about that at all. It's about people that are concerned about the abuse of power that is happening, and they're coming from absolutely every background, from rural farming communities, small towns that major manufacturing left a long time ago. It's coming from people that know that regular folks in this country are hurting, and that billionaire tax giveaways and tax giveaways to mega corporations when you're slashing $1 trillion from Medicaid and Medicare is not the way to help us move forward as Wisconsinites or as Americans. What are you seeing in outside of what folks would assume are bigger urban, bluer cities? There are more protests happening in these other communities than there are in the bigger cities.
Oh, yes. It is amazing how many, just across the country. I mean, I'm over here in Maine, and I live in outside of the big cities, and the amount of people that are energized, that want to make a difference, is astonishing. I mean, last time there was this big bridge in Maine, and there were tons of big bridges, but people were going, it's probably like, got to be a couple thousand, like I would say like 3,000 or so feet long. People were lined up end to end first time. I'm expecting that to be doubled in just the small town communities. We have some lovely volunteers in Ipswich, Massachusetts. They already have registered 2,000 people. Wow. And obviously you double that amount for people who are actually going to show up. So that's going to be 4,000 or 5,000 people in a tiny retirement community. And, you know, it's everywhere. You know, we have folks over in California, whether they're Northern California, Southern California, that everybody's engaged, whether you're over in Wisconsin, which we actually have some, you're right. Those events, they're going to be gigantic and they're only growing.
Yes.
You know, and then we have everywhere you can imagine there are going to be major events, including in Chicago, which my folks over at our partner organization, New Digital Now, they're going to be at the Chicago one, and they're cracking up because Governor Pritzker is just like coming from downtown Chicago that is war torn.
Yes, and then, I've and seen then that video.
And then pointing to the ducks in the river, the tiny little rubber ducky. I mean, like, I love this hilarious diatribe from the Trump administration. It's not working. They think they're trying to be really smart and not. It's not working. No matter how much they say that, you know, they're trying to now blame us for the shutdown. Like,
yeah,
come on,
it has
seriously.
Nothing to do with one another.
Has something to do with they're obsessed with covering their butts, and
yes.
You know they don't want the Epstein files shown. So like, they're
distract.
But of course, distract, distract, distract.
100%.
They never take accountability for their actions, but we are because we're actually all going to show up on Saturday.
Regular Americans from every walk of life, and I think every political persuasion. I talk to plenty of conservatives of good faith who will tell me they are deeply concerned with the way that Donald Trump is operating in the second administration. Here are just a few of the other places in Wisconsin that are having no kings. Peaceful, America-loving, democracy-loving rallies, and I'm just going to call them big old parties. Siren, Wisconsin. Spooner, Wisconsin. Hayward, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Brule, Wisconsin. Ashland, Wisconsin. Washburn, Wisconsin, Bayfield, which is literally up at the very northernmost tip of our state. They are everywhere. Iron Mountain, Michigan, which is right on the Wisconsin-Michigan border. It's just incredible. Minocqua, Eagle River. Everybody in Wisconsin's been to Eagle River. Very, very popular vacation spot. Phillips, Wisconsin. Folks, if you want to get engaged, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, an independent, and I never vote because I hate politics, but boy, this looks a little suspicious to me, go to nokings.org, bring a friend, get yourself RSVP'd and registered. But as Liam just pointed out, registration is not necessary to participate in this democracy-loving, America-loving, peaceful party rally on Saturday.
True patriots are the ones that go to events to support democracy and stand up and fight for democracy. That is something that the Republicans have. They always try to claim, you know, like those annoying flags that the Trumpers always have of they're like true patriots support Trump. Like, no.
Well, funny that you mentioned the use of flag as imagery by MAGAs and Republicans. An American flag that was altered to include a swastika was displayed by one of the legislative aides to GOP MAGA Representative Dave Taylor of Ohio in a Zoom call, and it was photographed. Was the legislative aide blind? I mean, this is what we're talking about. And I'm going to talk about a way that this all relates together, that we see it showing up in other forms of media. I'm going to talk about Stephen A. Smith when we come back. A deeply problematic figure who wants to actually be a potential presidential nominee, but is leaning into the racism on the right. Thank you so much, Liam Kent. I look forward to our peaceful party rally on Saturday. No kings here in the United States. Folks, stay tuned. I discuss and dissect Stephen A.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News brief. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton has been indicted for allegedly mishandling classified documents. CBS News legal contributor Carolina Polisi.
He has spent a lifetime in national security, and he has, there's a whole section in the indictment about speaking publicly about how important it is to handle classified information in the proper way.
President Trump will follow up a phone call with Russian President Putin with an in-person meeting.
I thought it was a very good phone call. I thought very productive. But I'll be meeting with President Putin, and we'll make a determination. Tomorrow I'm meeting with President Zelensky, and I'll be telling him about the call.
Zelensky will be at the White House today. Ace Frehley, founding member and former lead guitarist for Kiss, has died. He was 74, his death coming after a recent fall. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay. So I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks, Bobby Portis, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The TV show Bosch has been off the air for a few years now. The show about an L.A. homicide detective played by Titus Welliver, who is not afraid to bend the rules, was followed by 3 seasons of Bosch Legacy. Earlier this year, there was another spinoff called Ballard that starred Maggie Q, and rumor has it there is a spinoff in the works for Jamie Hector, who played Bosch's partner on the original show, Jerry Edgar. The Bosch extended family is about to give birth again with a prequel series called Bosch Start of Watch. The show is in development with actor Cameron Monaghan in place as the younger Harry Bosch. Like its predecessors, the show will be set in Los Angeles, but in the year 1991, and focus on Bosch's character as an LAPD rookie. The show is currently in development at MGM+. The Bosch franchise is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. Fun universe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. It's 55 right now.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them.
Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of New Wisco Weekend, Lisa Hale, to talk some color television. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr comes by with great tunes and fun talks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Liam Kent, founder of the Blue Anchor Project, national partner of No Kings Day. You can find out more about a No Kings protest, rally, peaceful America-loving event this coming Saturday by going to nokings.org. Thanks to Scott for telling me that it's Marinette, not Marinette. We always appreciate listener fact checks and pronunciation checks here live on air. Thanks to Scott. Angie from Monroe. Heck yeah, we can do photos. And folks, if you want to text in photos on Monday during the show of you, your friends, loved ones at the Love America rally on Saturday, get them ready, text them on in. Maybe we'll put them together in a little collage, especially if you're going to be down at Cathedral Square, where I will be the speaker at No Kings, addressing the rule of law and the fact that at least in democracies, you're not supposed to have presidents that are immune. You're not supposed to have presidents that think they can unilaterally direct the military and law enforcement and the intelligence communities and the tax collectors against their political enemies. That's not supposed to actually be a thing. And I can't wait to talk about it with all of you. And folks, this to me is about as nonpartisan as it can get. This is about loving America. This is about standing up and standing for the most important principles that our democracy was ever founded upon. And one of those, of course, is the separation of church and state. And I've been talking a lot about the fact that it is lie and distraction for MAGAs to wrap themselves in the flag, to wrap themselves in law and order as they pardon J6, people that beat police officer, tried to kill them. It's complete nonsense when they wrap themselves in the cross every day. And Eric Trump, just 2 days ago, proved exactly why I'm right when it comes to wrapping themselves in the cloak of Christianity. Listen to what Eric Trump had to say about his dad.
And look how much better humanity and our world is. You know, we're saving Christianity. We're saving God. We're saving the family unit. We're saving this nation.
Okay, I mean, wrap that up. You know, wrap that up. Last I checked, and I'm talking basic Bible knowledge here, folks. If you put yourself on equal footing with God, that is a sin. And it's not just any sin. It's not a minor sin. That's a major sin. Some would even call it heresy. I don't know why that's okay. Can you imagine if like Barack Obama's, if Malia got on some news show and was like, my dad saved God, what would happen on the right? And this, again, coming from this party where these young men, I don't even want to call them young men. The one of them is 35 years old. This investigation by Politico came up with some of the most disgusting chats I have seen. These guys have all worked with or chaired or led the Kansas Young Republicans. talking about gas chambers, watermelon people, talking about raping their enemies, bringing back slavery, talking about how glad they are that the Epstein files have been suppressed, using white supremacist symbols like 1488. And all the apologia from some on the right, it rings a little hollow. Since you want to venerate Charlie Kirk, who also traded in some of the most base dog whistle bigoted statements that a person can make. And no, the context never saves it. It's rhetorical trick. J.D. Vance about that saying, grow up, focus on the real issues. Don't focus on what kids say in group chats. The reality is that kids do stupid things, especially young boys. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. These aren't edgy, offensive jokes. This is hate speech. And it's not being told by boys. The 8 of the 11 participants in this chat ranged in age from 24 to 35. This according to Mother Jones. The oldest appears to be Joe Maligno, I think, who is 35. This is the guy that talked about gas chambers, used a bunch of racial slurs. He had identified himself as the general counsel, like the chief legal officer for the New York State Young Republicans. Mike Lawler and Elise said nothing. There are pictures of them together with this guy online, said nothing about it. And then when Hakeem Jeffries had the audacity to point out this rampant hypocrisy, this racial hate, this gender-based hate from the right, Representative Mike Davis called Hakeem Jeffries George Soros' house slave, making my point for me. You can't even disagree on substance. What you got to do is call somebody else's slave. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Charles from Milwaukee, always happy to see you on my caller list. What you got for us this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Maggie, got a question for you. I'm not sure if you can answer it or not, but they didn't make this big of a deal for the first No King rally. Why are they coming out the way they're coming out this time? Why do you think they are?
I think it's a
Hate America rally, and yeah.
Charles, I think it's because of what I said before with Liam, and that is this is going to be so much bigger. And what does an authoritarian, what does a dictator, a wannabe fascist hate most? They hate it when the people en masse reject all of the lies and the garbage that's being spewed out by the tin pot wannabe dictators. Allies who hope to feed at the trough of the billionaires and retain some power and wealth and control through illegal means. They don't want the regular people to say, we know that's garbage. We know that a president shouldn't be able to do these things. We believe in democracy, small d. They don't want to see tens of millions of Americans saying this guy is not okay. And this is not acceptable in the United States. I think it also is coming at an inconvenient time for them during the shutdown when the one Democratic demand is to restore the ACA subsidies. I just think they literally can't handle the heat. You know, like all bullies, when you stand up to them, they tend to buckle. This bully happens to think he can control the military unilaterally and is trying to foment unrest. So the one thing I've got to say to everybody about Saturday, if you're going, bring your American flag, let's love America together, and whatever happens, you remain peaceful. You remain peaceful, because that is what is going to matter in these moments. So why did I start with this revisiting of all of this racist hate that comes spewing out of the MAGA right? It's because Stephen A. Smith, who, if you don't know who this gentleman is, he is one of the most influential. The man has made an absolute dominating career in first sports talk, and he got pushed back and held down, and people didn't want to platform him. And he persevered through all of that. He has made himself wealthy beyond imagine. He has influence beyond imagine as a sports commentator. And he's known for saying kind of incendiary, in-your-face things. But it has become known in recent years that Stephen A. Smith thinks that he should become a politician, thinks that he should run for elected office. And so he now has this podcast. And he basically attacked Representative Jasmine Crockett. And I wanted to get into this with all of you to close out our show this afternoon, because, again, just like all of these Republicans lying about the peaceful, America-loving octogenarians and near-octogenarians and teenagers and lawyers like myself who deeply love America, who have never met an anti-fascist, don't even know where to find them, all these people, why are they lying about that? They're lying about it and calling us all Antifa and terrorists and pro-Hamas and Marxists to, again, create the permission structure to use violence against people that are just trying to exercise their First Amendment rights. That's what this is about, to create the mayhem that produces the excuse to suppress speech. That is always what this has been about. And Stephen A. Smith, in his critique of Representative Crockett, is complicit in creating a permission structure that enables white supremacist racism and slightly more covert racism by elected MAGA leaders. That is what that is about. And Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if he intends to do that, but what Stephen A. Smith is doing is sort of appealing to what he thinks will get him clicks. And what folks who maybe don't think all that deeply about issues might be knee-jerk inclined to agree with, right? Stephen A. Smith, when he talks about politics, has this like, there's this like fig leaf sort of thin veneer of like, oh, this sounds okay, maybe he's onto something. And he always tries to put a bow around his commentary by saying like, you know, I might not be so smart, but just this seems real obvious. When the first part of what he said is true, he doesn't know much, if anything, about politics or complex public policy. And in many ways, he appeals to the lowest common base denominator in people and fancies himself as sort of a genius. He's one of the perfect examples of the Dunning-Kruger phenomena or the Peter Principle. That guy thinks he's way smarter about a lot more stuff than he actually is. He is a brilliant sports commentator. I think he is a brilliant broadcaster, period. Certainly far better than I am. And he has wealth, influence, power, reach, audience to prove it. And I don't think that people that talk about sports can't talk about politics. But because Stephen A. Smith has been so incredibly successful at what he's done, I have to raise an objection to how he's using that platform, using that wealth, using that power, using that influence, which I believe is careless and destructive in a time where the young Republicans think it is perfectly acceptable to trade in the most vile, racist, bigoted language on a daily basis. I think it is wrong for Stephen A. Smith to use his influence, power, reach, massive audience to even in a tiny way create a permission structure where our military, emboldened by a president and a Supreme Court, engages in racial profiling to disappear people, deprive them of their civil rights, and deport them to countries that they have never, ever, ever set foot on. So we're going to have to take care of a little business, and then we're going to come back, and I want to share with you what he said about Jasmine Crockett. And then when he got called out by Roland Martin, by a whole slew of other very influential black media commentators, entertainers, and folks with a big profile, his pseudo non-explanation, quasi double down nonsense. Because we, all of us, have to start calling things out as they are. You do not have a tinfoil hat on, okay? We've got to call it out as it is, straightforwardly. And what Stephen A. Smith did certainly is a permission structure for racism. Stay tuned. We're going to listen to that next, right?
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by The Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith's attack on Jasmine Crockett of last week. Let's listen to a portion of the original statement that Stephen A. Smith made about the representative. Take a listen to this.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they choose.
This isn't the cut I wanted. I need 31. It's his original statement, I think.
You Jasmine Crockett or somebody like that. Ladies, I respect intelligent women, no doubt. But how a Jasmine Crockett chooses to express herself, I'm like, is that going to help your district in Texas? Aren't you there to find a way to get stuff done as opposed to just being an impediment to what Trump wants? How much work goes into that? I'm just going to go off about Trump, cuss him out every chance I get, say the most derogatory, incendiary things imaginable, and that's my day's work. That ain't work. Work is saying, that's the man in power. I know what his agenda is. I'm not exactly in the position to stop him since the Republicans have the Senate and the House. But maybe if I'm willing to work with this man, I might get something out of it for my constituency. Because like Joe Manchin said, he's there to represent, or was there for 15 years to represent, the people of West Virginia. She's supposed to be there to represent the people of Texas. I don't know. Maybe that.
It's just bad. Do you not know that there is nothing that Jasmine Crocker could ever, ever, ever try to negotiate for that she would ever get? They're never going to give her the time of day. By the way, Republicans in the state of Texas are trying to mid-decade gerrymander her out of her seat, which the Supreme Court is about to even greenlight more. He literally has no idea what he's talking about. And he talks about saying incendiary things and talking smack and calling that work. I don't know, Stephen, isn't that what we do for a living? Just wondering. But he gets really nasty about it. When he's called out, he complains, oh, about what I had to endure this week. What you had to endure, you make tens of millions of maybe 50 mil plus a year spouting off about stuff that you don't really know that much about. You don't endure anything. You volunteered for that job. So when other famous people criticize you, don't talk about it as if it's some kind of hardship. That is ridiculous. But then he got really racial about it. This is 33B, Jacob, cue that one.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they choose, maybe not lie, maybe not even embellish, but allow their emotions to usurp facts and all of a sudden want to use that as an excuse to label me as being something and doing something I'm neither not nor have I done, which in this case is disrespecting Representative Crockett out of Texas, who, by the way, has had an invite to this show for weeks, by the way. Governors Josh Shapiro and Spencer Cox came on this show. Senator Lindsey Graham came on this show. Joe Manchin, now retired, came on this show. Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher came on this show. Okay? And more coming. And she has an invite. And AOC has an invite. Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic House leader, he just was on this show. I've invited Jasmine Crockett. I have nothing but respect for her.
No, you don't. Did you notice a thing about all the name checking he just did? Like bang, 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 bang. All men. All men. Talks about truth. The truth is, Stephen A., you don't know what you're talking about. He talks about rhetoric. That's what you do, Stephen. And he tries to go into saying that he respects black women, blah, 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 blah. He then talks about the fact that Jasmine Crockett, this is Stephen A's words. I wish we had the exact cut right here. But he basically talks about the fact that she brings the way that she talks on the streets into congressional debate. I think this is cut 35. Let's see if we can squeeze it in here. Let's take a listen.
So this is an accomplished, well-educated woman. Ain't nothing about her stupid. Ain't nothing about her something to dismiss or disrespect when it comes to her resume. Let's get that out of the way so as to make sure I'm not being disrespectful when we're talking about her, okay? What's her reputation? Crockett's performance in the House, according to research, and her success in delivering wins for her district is, quote unquote, mixed. She's active, ambitious, invisible, exceptional when it comes to fundraising. But many of her major efforts are still works in progress, bills stuck in committees, introduced but have stalled.
Yeah, it's a lot. And let's take cut 34.
First of all, I'm going to be very, very careful about anything that I say about Roland Martin because he's a friend. I'm going to be careful about anything that I say about D.L. Hughley because I have respect for that man. We've spoken a few months ago. I got nothing but love for him. I am concerned about him not making people laugh and smile as much anymore as he used to because he's more of an activist now than a comedian.
Yeah. It's all of this puffery for all of these men. The truth is, Stephen A., maybe it's time to look in the mirror a little bit. Maybe it's time to think about the standards that you hold black women or women to that speak out and use a platform and make sure it's the same standard. Especially when you're talking about the vile things that Donald Trump says about Jasmine Crowe. Oh, wait, Stephen A. didn't do that. That's going to do it for me, folks. You have a great afternoon. Go crew, remember.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is trying personal diplomacy to try to end the war in Ukraine. Trump says he'll meet with Vladimir Putin in Hungary soon after they just had a phone call, and Ukraine's leader will be at the White House today.
President Zelensky's visit comes one day after President Trump and Russian President Putin spoke on the phone. One reason Zelensky is coming to the White House is to ask for the U.S. to provide long-range missiles or Tomahawks. The president says he brought that up during his phone call with Putin.
He didn't like the idea. He really didn't like the idea.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Zelensky revealed he's already met with officials from the companies making the Tomahawk missiles and Patriot systems he says are needed to defend Ukraine. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, turned Trump political adversary, says he's looking forward to exposing Trump's, quote, abuse of power. This after he was hit with 18 federal indictments for allegedly